This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Could you explain what you meant? The Quran is his miracle. In other words, to say that the Prophet ﷺ is not central to the Islamic teaching is wrong. To say that he was a messenger and he gave his message and that's the end of it, that is not true. Ibn Taymiyyah was once asked, can you say, had it not been for the Prophet, the world would not have been created? He was asked that. It's in his book on Tasawwuf, his fatwas. Ibn Taymiyyah said, that statement has truth in it. And he said, the reason is that everything that is less virtuous serves the more virtuous. And so the example he gives is that you can kill animals for the benefit of humans, because humans are higher. We're higher. We don't believe like Helen Caldicott, who I like, but she thinks all animals are equal. A dog has as much right to be here as a human being. Well, a dog does have a right to be here and does have rules in Islam, legislated for protecting animals and things like that. But an animal has more right to be here. And that is why if a dog threatened the life of an animal, that you kill the dog. If a dog threatened the life of a human, you kill the dog. Whereas if a human threatened the life of a dog, you don't kill the human. I mean, he's doing something wrong, but you don't kill him. And even this society accepts that as a principle. So the idea that all animals are equal is not true. The same is true about human beings. Not all humans are equal. The Prophet ﷺ is the highest human being. And the prophets, all of them, are higher than normal human beings. For that reason, we have less importance than a prophet. Now, the reason that Allah created human beings, there are three reasons given in the Quran. The first is He created us to cultivate the earth. The second is He created us to inherit the earth and to leave it as a legacy for those who come after us. So we inherit it from our fathers and mothers, and we leave it as a legacy for our children. So that's a reason, istikhlaf. And then the third and most important and primary reason is we were created to know God. Now, no one knows God better than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for that reason, he is the most important human being ever created, because he has fulfilled more perfectly the purpose, or more completely, he has fulfilled perfectly and more completely the purpose for which we were created, which is to know God. So from that perspective, he is central. And the centrality of the Prophet will be shown on the Day of Judgment, when all human beings will recognize the station that he was given, and Muslims believe that. So to say somehow that he was secondary, I don't accept that. And I say I don't because that's not what I was taught. Can you give a Quran to a non-Muslim in Arabic? I would not give the Quran to a non-Muslim in Arabic. It is not permitted to give the Quran to a child if it has Arabic in it, because the child does not have wudu. And it's an obligation to be in wudu when you touch the Arabic Quran. So I would not give the Quran to any non-Muslims if it has Arabic in it. I would also generally not give the Quran to a non-Muslim unless it was something like Thomas Cleary's The Essential Quran, because what Thomas Cleary did in that book is he did not put any of what could be called the hard verses, the verses that really do need interpretation. You said the Prophet ﷺ is the first and best Muslim, but the Quran describes Musa and others as saying, I'm a Muslim. Yes, they were, but the Prophet ﷺ said, Kuntu nabiyyan wa adam bayn al-ma'i wa tin. I was a prophet and Adam was still uncreated. And that's a sound narration. So the Prophet was created before any of the other prophets. He has a relationship to Isa, which is very interesting. Isa is described as being like Adam. And the Prophet is a prophet after Adam, and yet he was created before Adam. And Isa is like Adam. And Isa was a prophet before the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet is the last prophet, and yet Isa comes after the Prophet. So it's a very interesting relationship that Isa, because it says in the Quran, the likeness of Isa is like Adam. So Isa is like Adam in relation to the Prophet ﷺ as well as in relation to his creation. Because he comes after the Prophet, and yet he's not a prophet after the Prophet. He's a prophet before the prophet. And Adam alayhi salam was a prophet before the Prophet Muhammad, and yet the Prophet was before Adam alayhi salam. So it's a very interesting relationship that the Quran, and that's something that's called Bintu Fikri, a daughter of my idea. So I mean, I've never seen that written, but it's something that just occurred to me once. The last grains of sand. So you always have to ask yourself where you are in relation to that, because your life is somewhere at your breast. And if you look at those grains of sand like your breast, you have a certain amount that are decreed for you. And every breath you take is one closer to the last one. And then one day that last breath comes. And you never know, like a baby is kind of right there if they live a normal life. So it's a nice thought to think about when you watch a sand clock. That's why the sand clocks are so amazing, because they're truer than these other clocks that give you the illusion of things returning. I mean, you can turn that back upside down, but